From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Louisiana's Prescription, Bayou State Answers to Health and Health Policy. I'm Wallace Watkins. Back in April, New Orleans banned smoking throughout much of the city. On July 1st, Louisiana's statewide cigarette tax rose by 50 cents. Mike Rogers, CEO of the Smoking Cessation Trust, thinks that's driving more Louisianians to drop the habit.
The trust is a program that was created from a class action suit that was adjudicated against the tobacco industry back in 2002.
A Louisiana court ruled against the tobacco industry in the case Scott v. American Tobacco Company. The tobacco industry was ordered to fund a 10-year smoking cessation program for the state called the Smoking Cessation Trust. The trust works with partners around the state to provide quitline support, counseling, and medication to Louisianians who started smoking before September 1, 1988.
You don't have to come out of pocket for any of that stuff.
Louisiana isn't the only state to offer a smoking cessation program, but it is the only one that's funded by the court. Essentially, the tobacco industry is paying to help people in Louisiana quit smoking.
Right now, we have 35,000 people that have applied.
This past June, the trust had its highest ever monthly enrollment.
For the first time ever, went above 2,000 new members in 1 month.
To explain it, Rogers points to the cigarette tax,
which came on the heels of New Orleans passing their smoking ban.
Average monthly enrollment is about 1,600. Ochsner is one of the provider partners. That's where Heather St. Germain is a tobacco cessation specialist and counselor. She says the higher cigarette tax is driving many to join the program.
They just can't continue to afford, you know, to pay for cigarettes anymore. And in the long run, it's going to be more cost-effective for them to stop now.
Lindsay White, tobacco cessation director for Ochsner Clinics, says the impact could be far-reaching, especially in a state where just over 20% of the population smokes.
Tobacco plays such a huge role in whether or not they can be successful getting their diabetes under control or even tackling their heart disease or obesity.
Wallace Watkins, WRKF News.